Thank you, Basil, and good morning, Milsey. For weeks, the Trump administration played up the dangers of the coronavirus as it sought to convince Americans to disrupt their lives and stay home. Now, President Donald Trump aims for a swift nationwide reopening. That is a political imperative for Trump, whose re-election likely rides on the pace of the economic rebound. Demonstrators waving Trump signs have been urging a fast reopen in several states, and a key Trump supporter, the Republican governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, is rushing to do that.
We will allow gyms, bowling alleys, body art studios, barbers, cosmetologists, hair designers, nail care artists, their respective schools, and massage therapists to reopen their doors this Friday, April the 24th.
That is tomorrow, our time, and it turns out to be too fast even for Donald Trump.
I disagree. When you have spas, beauty parlors, and I love these people. I know the people from spas and beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, bikers for Trump, a lot of tattoos. These are great people. But you know what? Maybe you wait a little bit longer, but I'm going to let him make his decision. But I told him I totally disagree.
Still with the subject of going too fast, with so many Americans working from home or just not working, there's been a dramatic drop in traffic congestion that's led to dangerously fast driving on nearly empty highways and byways and a spike in traffic deaths. That's from a video actually titled Coronavirus Street Racing.
66th, number 4 lane, 120.
120, that's 193 kilometers per hour. Here in California, the average speed is up 30% on some roads, and in Minnesota, traffic deaths have doubled. And as a Colorado state trooper notes, there's something else in this time of COVID-19.
If they get into a crash, not only are we now exposed, but we have EMTs, nurses, doctors, could have been utilizing those resources to actually fight this virus.
And Milsey and Basil, a California Highway Patrol, stopped one bloke this week doing 240 kilometers per hour.